Oh my goodness. So you will have seen the title of this podcast already, which is Manifestation Just a Series of Coincidences? And I am so excited to have this discussion with you today. One, because it got me really thinking about it the other week, and I'll tell you what sparked it. And two, because you know what? It's just so nice to have these open discussions, because I know there will be, it could even be as high as 50% of you are like totally on board with manifestation, and 50% of you are thinking like, it's just coincidence, yeah? Or you are completely on the fence about it and you've no idea. And the really tough thing about this is that there's no proof. If you try and Google it, there's no scientific proof out there, although it depends what you read. So we have to start compiling evidence, but let's backtrack a little. So I listen to, and as it's the number one podcast, I'm sure most of you or some of you will have listened as well, which was the Derren Brown episode of the Stephen Bartlett CEO. Now, Stephen Bartlett has had people on the podcast who are successful, who've definitely talked about they have manifested their reality and who believe in vision boards and things like that. But there's never been an open discussion about it. So I've never really heard what Stephen Bartlett thinks about it or a bigger discussion on that topic. So it was really interesting when Derren Brown brought it up and said, you know, it's crazy to think that people believe that they can manifest something by just thinking about it. And Stephen Bartlett agreed. He thought that his belief is that you can't just think about something and it will happen. And there was probably more to that conversation as well. And I messaged my business partner, Julie, and I was like, have you listened to the Derren Brown episode? And she was like, no, but I'm gonna then. And I was like, right, I'm not gonna tell you anything of what the content was. I want you to hear for yourself, and then I want to hear your thoughts. Because there was other things that he said. He talked about how in one of his shows, he'd proved that that psychics aren't real and things like that. So it left us feeling like, what's the word? I wasn't down, but I was definitely conscious of my thoughts and how I was thinking around it and just kind of almost questioning my own beliefs around manifestation and me thinking like, well, is it a set of coincidences? Like, have I just looked for and manipulated evidence that it is true? And, you know, obviously I've got my Month to Manifest course that I sell, and am I selling a lie? And it was like, I was really kind of like just pondering on it and gathering my thoughts about it. And Julie kind of said the same thing in a sense of, she'd said, you know, she was almost going through the same process with me and questioning everything. And she's like, she doesn't sit and manifest, but she does have crystals, and, you know, her husband's really into it as well. And he's told me examples of where he's been able to manifest things. And so there was a lot of discussion around it. And then one of the ladies who is in my Month to Manifest course had put a thread onto the Facebook group for Month to Manifest. She said, can any of you tell me about your small manifestations? I'm struggling to get past the coincidence factor. And I loved that because I'd already thought about doing this on the podcast. I was eager to see other people's answers. One of the girls in there who's amazing put on, I looked up the definition of coincidence and even this gives me manifesting vibes. And I'll just read what the definition was that she pulled up. It says, the definition, if you Google coincidence, is a remarkable concurrence of events or circumstances without apparent casual connection. And then she went on to say, how is that not magic? Which is just totally right. But then, because she's amazing, everyone in my group's amazing, she then posted a few days later, or maybe a day later, saying, I cannot stop thinking about this question. I had a small light bulb moment this morning. I was thinking it's always going to look or feel like a coincidence. Because the universe has to deliver it through earthly means. It can't drop a dress from the sky, because she'd previously been talking about manifesting a dress. It's going to have to align circumstances instead. And we live in a fairly logical society that has conditioned us to focus on explanations, right? So we can explain it away as, oh, that must be a set of coincidences. I was just lucky that time, etc. But the set of the coincidences is the magic. And she said she thinks she's having her I believe moment on that. So how wonderful is that? And I love that explanation. I could not share that with you. And I guess it was similar in terms of my thought process, that I started to go, okay, so what have I manifested? Okay, and what have, you know, how can I then add that up and go, right, let's look at the facts behind it, Jude, strip it down. So if I look at the things that I've manifested on my vision board, whether it was my car or, like, we'll say financial things, car, house, etc., you could say that it's just actually like sheer determination, because they were on my vision board and I figured out how much money I'd need to get them, what I'd need to do to earn that kind of money, you know, the fact that I was able to get a mortgage for the house, etc. Like, all of these things line up, and then you've got the manifestation result, which is either my house or my car. So you could say that, you know, it's just the fact that you decided you want something, you figured out how to get it, you took action to get those things. So there is absolutely an element of, right, but bear with us, I will come back to the magic here. There is definitely an element of, as soon as we start putting things on our vision boards, if you do the work, you'll start to believe it's a possibility. Then you'll start looking for the opportunities of how that could be possible. And you'll start to see ways in which you can take action daily to be able to get the required result. Okay. Now that could just, you could almost pass that off as a set of goals. Okay. Or, you know, entrepreneurs having business desires and goals and being able to achieve them. And maybe then it's not law of attraction or manifestation. And I'm also aware that I can, and we all do, because I've talked about this before, the reticular activating system. We all have the power to manipulate our circumstances to prove we are right in our own heads. So it could be that I am manipulating circumstances to prove that manifestation is true in my own head, because I want to believe it's true. And as we say, we've got there is no quantifiable evidence out, scientific evidence out there, although there's some really good books on it. So therefore, we have to start looking at our own evidence. And I went back over the different things that I've manifested. And as I say, you can see the fact that obviously, you know, a car, a house, etc., you know, I had to take certain steps to be able to get those. But then you look at other things that I probably had no control over, which was certain things like I really wanted, one of my manifestations was to be doing coaching full time by the time my daughter started secondary school. And this was probably 4 years before that, that I'd started doing my certification and looking into what that would look like. Now, I, at that point, didn't have any savings, didn't really have a way of how that transition was going to work. And the year before my daughter was about to go to secondary school, I had met, maybe it was a year, 2 years prior to that, I had met my husband. We'd been trying for a baby and we fell pregnant. And then I was on maternity leave just before she went to secondary school. So it felt like the right time to make that transition. Like, the opportunity had came about for me to be able to take that leap while on maternity leave and do that lovely transition piece of going from full-time in my old career, part-time coach, to then full-time coach. But again, those circumstances had to align to make that happen. I also had on my vision board two images at the centre of my board of families where there was an older child in the family that was a girl, and then the baby was a baby boy because I really wanted a baby boy, and I got my baby boy. Now, it's a 50-50 chance, like I get it, and if you don't believe in manifestation, I mean, if you don't, you probably wouldn't listen to this podcast, but you could say, okay, well, you had a 50-50 chance anyway. But again, there's another evidence for me that actually what I manifested came true. If I think about my husband and I look at, like, he is pretty perfect and he definitely ticked all the boxes. And when I had a list of, and I definitely had a list of the things that I wanted in someone, he is all of those things and more. Like, I wanted somebody who would be the best stepdad to my daughter. And he is so above and beyond that. He does so much for her. And I am so, so blessed that he loves her and treats her exactly the same as our son. If not, maybe better, because he's always worried that she'll feel left out or something like that. So I can see that my husband was definitely a manifestation of that list that I wrote out of things that I wanted in a partner. I can see that there's certain things that I've had on my vision board that I've done nothing towards. So I've had TV parts, I've been on ITV News, I've had things published in newspapers and things like that. And they were all on my vision board and I did nothing towards that. Absolutely nothing. I took no aligned action, but people contacted me and said, I can see you're a life coach. Would you like to come on the show and talk about blah, 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 whatever it was at the time? So I can see that that is clear evidence of things that I've manifested that were on my board. But I also get that I could go, do you know what? If they weren't on my board and somebody had asked us, maybe I would have said no. So then that wouldn't have happened. Like, I am factual, and one thing that I do in my coaching processes is when I'm working one-to-one with something, I don't go down the airy-fairy route. I am literally all about facts, and I'm working on smashing through their beliefs about themselves that are limited. I'm working on confidence building, I'm working on real practical tools. Like, there is no, you know, there's not a breathing technique that I get anyone to do. It's really practical stuff, and that's why my Unbreakable Mindset program works, like, every time with each of my clients, to be able to get them from negative mental health into positive mental health. And it is all practical, all factual. But then obviously, you know, I do manifestation because I know that once I got past my limiting beliefs and my negative mental health, that when I found manifestation, it was like, oh, it's like magic. It was like the cherry on the cake where I could dream bigger than I've ever dreamt before, you know. And if I do that, then I've definitely achieved a lot more than maybe what I would have had I have not set out to create a vision board and start to take action over those dreams and desires. But as I say, there are so many things that if I was to go through them, I'd go, do you know what? Like, even just, so Julie, my new business partner, I had a meeting with a previous client of mine. I was like, do you know what? I'd love to pick your brains about something. And he came in, we did some brainstorming about me taking my Unbreakable Mindset program into companies and corporate. Because I knew I didn't really have an idea of how I could do that. So we did some brainstorming. And then I think either the next day or the week after, Julie, who is an old client of mine, had booked, had said, can I come in and see you? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, I think maybe at that point, no, maybe she was already doing my certification in my course. So she was training to be a coach. But as I say, we'd known each other for a good few years now. And so she decided she wanted to become a coach. And her background, Julie's background, is very corporate, HR, training, recruitment. She's gone through all of that with her previous businesses. And when she told me about wanting to do the coaching, like, again, she's the type of person that already practically had a contract in her back pocket with a huge company, so that so once she was qualified, she would be able to get that contract. Again, amazing. That's how Julie's brain works, and that's how she puts herself out there, and things come. Again, manifestation. And then Julie had said to me, do you know what, like, she was telling us about this contract, and I was like, oh my God, that's amazing, like, the work you could do with that, it's unreal. And she was like, yeah, but I don't want to do it on my own, I wondered if you'd come on board with us. And I was like, oh, I've literally been thinking about how can I get my Unbreakable Mindset platform into corporate, into companies, and hear somebody saying, work with me and we'll do it together. Which was, again, just a beautiful gift from the gods of, here you go, here's the solution. So again, I feel like I manifested that as well. So I want you to start looking back, or if you are sitting on the fence about it, and we're going to do this in our Month to Manifest community, where we're going to start looking at, every week everyone's going to put things in that they have manifested that week. Oh, and the example, which I haven't put in, which I'm going to put in, the example that I thought about this week was, daughter school is going on a skiing trip in February. And this was, I think you had to sign up last year for it. And for whatever reason, my daughter didn't go to the hall at the time when they were talking about the meeting, so never put her name forward and didn't get a place. And there's only limited places on these trips. And she was kind of devastated a little bit, because this would have been her only trip, because in her school secondary time that she's been, in the time that she's been in secondary school, there's a chunk of that being in COVID, so she's just not had the opportunity to go on trips like this and to have those opportunities. So the fact that she was going to miss out on the only trip that she would have actually been able to go on was a bit sad. And then she rang me. This was mid-December. She rang us from school midday and said, oh my God, Mom, guess what? And I was like, what? She was like, I'm going on the skiing trip. I was like, you're going on the skiing trip, how? And she was like, somebody's dropped out. So they said, who wants to put the name forward? She said, so I put my hand up and I'm going. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Probably should have texted us just to make sure I could afford it, but okay. And I was like, all right, brilliant. Well, I'll talk to you about it later. And she was like, yeah. So you just need to, like, fill in the forms. And I was like, fine, I'll do it later. And then the next day came and she was like, have you emailed? I was like, what happens next for you? And she was like, well, you meant to email the teacher to get my space, because there was other people that wanted it. I was like, what do you mean there was other people that wanted it? And she was like, well, yeah, like, you know, it's first come, first served. You had to email the teacher back. And I was like, oh God. So I quickly emailed the teacher, and yeah, it had gone, and somebody else had got there first, but they said they would keep her name on file. So she'd went through like a whole 24 hours of feeling so excited about this ski trip. Her cousin's going on the skiing trip. They were like so excited to be doing this together. And then the news that actually she couldn't go on it, because I hadn't sent the email in time to confirm that yes, she could go on it. So she was good. And as I say, this was mid-December and the trip is in February half term. So I just kind of like, I didn't make a big deal about it with her, and I just put it to one side, and I thought in my head, do you know what? Like, let's just manifest someone else dropping out. Isn't that really bad? I was like, let's manifest another space. I should say another space opening up, not someone else dropping out, but another space opening up so that she can go on this trip. And then, no word of a lie, two nights ago, so we are only 4 weeks from the trip coming off. And bearing in mind, like, most kids will be sorted for this trip. They will have everything bought for it, all their ski stuff ready for it. They've got, like, hoodies that have their name on that say, like, this Austria ski trip or something like that. So they're all geared up. They'll all be geared up and ready for it. And yet, as luck would have it for my daughter, somebody has dropped out at the last minute and the space has opened up. So she is going on that ski trip. And again, I had no control over it. There is no actions that I could take apart from when I found out, obviously emailing back to see. But I do feel like, again, the magic of the coincidences. Was it law of attraction? Was it the energy that I put out? And you know what? We will never know. And I don't know how we'll ever find this out, but we'll never know. But there are things that we can pull on, okay? We know there is an energy in our planets. We know there is an energy in the sun and moon and in the solar system that does things we may never know the true effects of. But what we can start to do, and I think it's... there's a book by Pam, somebody called E Squared, I think it's called. And there are lots of little experiments you can do to prove that that manifestation is true. But I would say, do you know what? There's no time better than starting it now and starting to look for little things that you could manifest. Like, you know, if there's a guy you fancy, then start to... start visualizing them and then watch. I guarantee you this will happen. If there's a guy that you fancy or a girl even that you fancy, I guarantee that you will see them in the next few days. If you start thinking, oh, I wonder if I'll bump into them, I guarantee you will bump into them. I would get you to think about, you know, if you are unhappy in your job right now, I would get you to start asking the universe for something to fall into your lap. Whether that's a promotion, whether that's somebody saying, oh my goodness, have you seen that there's some jobs going here? Or whatever it is, that an opportunity comes your way. So start asking the universe for signs, or start asking the universe for specific things. And do it with, as I say, and I've definitely said this before, do it with things that you have least resistance to. Because remember, the things that we have resistance to, we will probably push them away rather than pull them to us. So start to think about things that you have least resistance to. And then just start to visualize them in your head and see what you're able to manifest. And I would love, love, love to hear your results of this. You doing this little experiment on yourself with some really simple manifestations, or they can be even complicated ones, as long as you've got no resistance to it. Then start to put it in practice and just see what you can manifest by just kind of putting it out there. And then, as I say, I'd love to hear your results on this, because do you know what? The thing that it got me thinking about was, A, how easily I'm swayed by what other people will say, but also that I need to think for myself and I need to have my own thoughts, my own opinions on things, and I need to back it up with evidence in my head to prove that my thinking is valid, not so that I can have a big argument with someone about it and go, yeah, well, it's not right, you're not right, you're wrong, da, 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 da. It's not about that. It's just about me having that conviction in my own thoughts and in my own beliefs to be able to continue as I am. So hopefully that has, I don't know if I've answered any questions, but there's definitely things that I can see as evidence that I believe I have manifested. And I know that there are certain processes that I put in place that I teach people in my months to manifest that absolutely work for me. And I also know, because I've got evidence of this, that when I am not in the best headspace about something, then it definitely doesn't match the reality. So if I am really hoping for a certain amount of money in my business, and I want to earn a certain amount, but if my belief system goes, oh my God, what happens if you don't earn anything this month? Then I guarantee you, on those months where I felt like that, I've not earned anything. But then I can say that same time, the year before, with the same exact principles and doing the same things that I've always done, I've managed to get amazing results in my business. So I genuinely believe that the energy I feel is what delivers the things to me. so my protection for my own mental health, but also for my manifestations, is to always consciously be in the best headspace that I possibly can, and to be in having the best energy that I can have. Oh, the other thing that I wanted to add that I totally forgot to talk about was the fact that Darren Brown had said the thing about mediums and psychics, you know, essentially making it up. And I just wanted to say, so I have, where are we now? So this will be Tuesday. So next Sunday, as you're listening to this, I've got a call booked in with somebody who is a medium, and they're just starting out in their business. And we'd had a meeting about something a few weeks ago, and as he left, he'd said to me, he said, I just wanted to let you know, he texted us after he'd gone, I just wanted to let you know that I connected with your energy when I left, and I don't know whether you know this, but you're going to be going into business with someone next year. And it's going to be your most successful year to date. And there might be certain things that you don't agree on. So you'll have to be aware of that. And he put all this in a little text. And I thought, oh my God, like, not that I'd kept it a secret that I was going to be working with Julie, but I hadn't told anyone, and definitely wouldn't have told him, because the thing we were talking about was something completely different. So he could not have known that from any other means. And that morning before he'd came in for his meeting, I had been designing the logo for mine and Julie's new business. And I remember feeling like excited and nervous all at the same time. And my head was even going like, oh my God, like, what happens if we don't agree on things? So the fact that he connected with all of that and knew that exact information proves to me that there are definitely psychics and mediums out there who are professional and who do know what they're doing. So I have always wanted to believe that there is something else out there. And I've definitely done an episode when I told you about my mum when she passed away, and what our words were that she said, which is when she'd said, she'd been in a coma for about 12 or 24 hours at this point. No, 12 hours maybe. And she came back around. She said she'd been to the other side. And she said how much she loved me. And then that was it. She went, like, she kind of just went back into unconsciousness and didn't wake up from that. So, again, I just feel like there is always something bigger than us. And will we ever know the answers? No. But you know what? Believing in the magic of it all, like, how amazing does that feel? How good does that feel? How, you know, every time I say a rainbow, I know this is not true, because my sister goes, no, it's not true, it's just a rainbow. It's just the fact that it's sunny and it's raining at the same time. But my head goes, oh, look, there's a rainbow. Oh my God, it's like the universe telling me something amazing is going to happen. And you know what? It always does. Something amazing always happens after I say a rainbow, but then maybe something amazing always happens anyway. I don't know, but God, do I love the excitement of it. And how amazing is that? Is that not the magic in itself as well? So I'm going to leave you with that. Try it out. Do some experiments. You know, I would never push law of attraction on anyone. Ever. Because everyone, it's like religion. It is your own personal preference. So believe what you want to believe, as long as it makes you feel good. And therefore, when we feel good, the world looks different. Things open up to us. Our energy is different. And how we see the world is very different as well. So, yeah, do what you can to feel good. And if you believe in the magic, then how amazing. Good for you. Have the best week, everyone, and don't forget to send me your manifestation stories. Just DM me on Instagram with the word manifestation and just follow up with what examples you have.